Governor Ralph Northam opened the virtual meeting with a pledge to power our grid with 30% renewable energy by 2030, adding more rooftop solar panels and offshore wind farms.
I'm also pleased that the Rocky Forge Wind Project is still on track to be constructed in Botetourt County. This will be Virginia's first utility-scale onshore wind project. It will produce enough energy to power about 20,000 homes.
By 2050, he predicts the state will no longer be burning fossil fuels, a point underscored by the keynote speaker, UVA energy economist Bill Shoeb.
It's time to stop investing in new fossil resources. No more natural gas pipelines required, for example, to meet our needs. No new large-scale fossil-burning power plants.
He predicted that in 30 years, our power would also come from current nuclear plants and one plentiful fuel.
I've got one word for you, and it's hydrogen. Hydrogen is going to play an increasingly important role in a decarbonized economy.
When liquefied, hydrogen can be used to power cars, buses, and trucks without polluting the air. Already, Northam told the conference, Virginia has become a hot market for renewable energy.
A few months ago, the Port of Virginia agreed to lease up to 40 acres to Ørsted, the largest offshore wind developer in the world. And just last week, we announced the formation of a Mid-Atlantic Wind Training Alliance.
That organization will certify technicians to build and maintain wind turbines. I'm Sandy Houseman.